The Beis Yosef in Siman Kuf Tzadi Aleph in Shulchan Aruch and Orachaim notes the Gemara in Brachos Daf Tazayin. The Gemara in Brachos says, and this is not the Gemara in front of you, the Gemara in front of you is the Yerushalmi, but the Gemara in the Bavli says that laborers, workers who are performing work for the homeowner, for the Balabayas, their employer, they have to bench after they finish their meal. However, the halacha is they only recite the first two brachos. The halacha is only the first two brachos because they're on the clock, and workers are responsible for their employer, and they shouldn't say anything unnecessary. Maybe the Gemara says the first two brachos to Doraisa, maybe the other brachos to Durabun, whatever it is, but the Gemara says only the first two brachos and not the last brachos of benching. Usually, we're very careful about the workers not wasting time with the homeowner. Perhaps, says the Gemara, why don't we let them bench while they're working? Let them go about their jobs, whatever they're working. The guy's working on the roof. The guy's finishing up the accounting. So let him bench while he's looking at the numbers. What's wrong with that? So the implication, as we'll see from this Yerushalmi, is that it's usher to bench while you're doing something else. Let's look at the Yerushalmi. This says the Yerushalmi in Brachos Perek Beis Halacha Hey. Tani apolin shayu osim malacha etzal balabayis. If the workers are working for the host, for the employer, they should make the bracha Rishona and wrap together in the next bracha Yerushalayim and the blessing of Eretz Yisrael. If, however, the employer has taken his own time and he's not watching the clock, so if the employer is taking his time, they can take their time as well. Says the Gemara, Amar of Mana. This is the key. Zos omeres, aser shlasos malacha b'shash yivarech. What is this all premised on? That it's aser to bench while you're doing something else. You're not allowed to bench while you're engaged in another practice. That was the case, then we would tell you, say all of benching while you're working. That's what it should have said.
No, because you could say it's not. You can't do time sharing, whatever. You're not efficient either way.
No, the Gemara doesn't assume that. The Gemara says that you can. The Gemara says you can. The Gemara says that you can multitask.
You can do both, but you won't be as.
The Gemara assumes it's possible to multitask, and you're going to detract from the benching. The benching is going to be an issue. Correct. So there is the side of the halach and shulchan aruch and kuf tzadi aleph sif gimel. Without question, the workers and anybody's not allowed to bench while doing something else. This is repeated also earlier in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Pei Gimel. So the question is, how come the Shulchan Aruch repeats the halacha twice? So the Maamar Mordechai says that the earlier Siman and Kuf Pei Gimel, that was in the context of posture and kavod for brachos. It's not but kavod the bracha to be doing other things while you are saying the bracha. However, here, this is in the context of halachos and workers and benching. And therefore, because of each area of halacha, the Shulchan Aruch repeats each one. And the message being that it's preferable for a worker to say fewer brachos than to say more brachos while doing something else. The Prima Gadim asks that the Gemara in Brachos says that from the second parsha of Shema and onwards, the workers are allowed to work when they recite Shema. That's also halacha. If you say Shema and Ve'ahavta, so from Vayam, Shemo, and Vayomer, you're allowed to work. Only the first one, you have to stop what you're doing. But for the rest of the brachas of Shema, you're allowed to work. So the Prima Gadim says, why would it be leaned by Kriya Shema and not by benching?
Kriya Shema is not a bracha.
What? So it still is, though, a mitzvah. It still is a mitzvah. Mitzvah d'oraisa. It still is a mitzvah.
Well, that's something to say with the first paragraph.
So that is the Yerushalmi then implying a proof for those we showed him. It's hard to say that there's a machlok which we showed him when the Yerushalmi would, when the Gemara would emphatically make such a statement. No, but there wouldn't be a machlok which we showed him regarding the first or the second bracha d'oraisa if the Gemara is making a clear statement about whether something is d'oraisa or rabbanan. So the Mishnah Berura in Siman Samech Gimel and the Tehillah LeDavid leave this as a tzarachi in gadol. Why, when it comes to Kriya Shema, it's okay to work? When it comes to brachos and benching, it's not. So the Prima Gadim says that Shema is a din in Limud HaTorah, and it's mutter to learn while doing something else. In fact, we are encouraged to often learn Torah while doing other things. We're encouraged to think and learning when we go places, to talk and learning while we do things. We're often encouraged. And therefore, since Shema is essentially a form of Limud HaTorah, the first paragraph has Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemaim, a separate mitzvah than the rest of Shema, to accept the yoke of heaven. And therefore, says Supreme Agadim, it's just Limud HaTorah. We do lots of things when we learn Torah and other things at the same time. Gemara in Brachos, Safir Alf, Tosos, the Nefesh HaChaim, all talk about one should think and learning when doing other things. One should talk and learning when going different places. And therefore, Limud HaTorah is encouraged to do other things as well. And therefore, that's why by Shema, says the Prima Gadim, you can say Shema and do work as well.
I'm saying,
yeah.
So it seems intrinsic in Shema.
To do stuff. Exactly. 100%.
No, it's time. I mean, we don't lie down. Precisely, it's because we shuffle of Kamecha, you don't. We do not sit down for.
Because we're doing other stuff.
No, I thought precisely because we don't like to stoop. We don't sit down for Shema at night or stand up for.
Well, according to Shammai, we do.
I'm saying, but we
Shammai's not following the Tzedukim. Okay. That's Machlokas and Drashus in the Torah.
But we don't.
We don't. We're passing like Hillel. So the.
It's not an option for us. I mean, we aren't supposed to do it.
Correct. For sure. So Rav Mordechai Kalbach, the Chavsal Sasharon, is a Talmud Chacham, lives in Eretz Yisrael. So he writes in Parsha Veschanan, there are always chayv in Torah, and everything we do should be striving to think of Torah at the same time. And therefore, that fits together. That's approach number one, why Shema is different than benching. The Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Balatanya, the first Rebbe of Chabad, writes in Siman Kuf Pei Gimel, that refraining from activities that require attention is also required with regard to the recitation of Shema. He thinks that the Shulchan Aruch agrees, technically, that you can't do stuff during Shema. It's only that, but only when it comes to working with one's hands. When it comes to working with one's hands, even the Shulchan Aruch would agree that you can say Shema if you're fixing the sink, if you're operating on somebody. When you're using your hands, that's too much, that's too distracting. But when it comes to other things, you're walking around, you're looking at the trees, you're online somewhere, those places are fine to say Shema, because it's not using your hands. That's how the Shulchan Aruch HaRav understands the difference. Now let's turn to the main show, and that is really what this has to do with Parshas Bechukosai. The Taz writes in Sifkot and Aleph, there in Shulchan Aruch and Sifkot Sari Hei, an amazing, beautiful piece of Torah here. It's sometimes Taz or a Shach or a commentary in Shulchan Aruch says a good vort, and they say a halacha. Here the Taz pulls out a yesod and avodas Hashem that is beautifully said. He quotes our Yerushalmi and Brachos Beis Hei, Mochiach ze mima shekasuv shehapolim lo yivarchu el eshtayim bipnei bitzel balacha shabal habayis. That they say that you only mention the first two blessings of Birchas Hamazon because not to take away from the work of the balabayis of the employer. Lama lo yivarchu eshtayim acharonos veheim oskim b'malachzim because you're working. Amar Rav Mona, Zos Ameris, Asher Asher Yassas, Lassos Malacha, Ad Shivarech, telling you can't do Malacha while you are benching or making brachos. Hetaktiz, I told you this Yerushalmi, says the Taz. Kidei Shalo, Satel, Lomar, Dafke, Beshas, Birchas, Amazon. This is not only Halacha in benching. Asru Basias Malacha, that we can't do Malacha. Velo Bishar Brachos is field to say, oh, that's by benching, that's not by Brachos or davening. Ela Devadai Gambacho Mile de Mitzvah. With any mitzvah, Lo Yasok Besich Acheris. You should not be involved in any conversation when doing any mitzvah. Velo His Kiru Zekan Bebirchas Amazon. It is only mentioned here in the laws of benching. Ela Letareitz Kusha to answer a question regarding what do we do about a Bala Bias and the technical aspect of workers. But the Yesod, the foundation of the idea that one should not be doing anything else while they're engaged in a mitzvah is in Kol HaTorah Kula. Aval bevadai b'chol ha-mitzvos lo yase osam v'osek b'davar acher. One should never do mitzvah A and be involved in something else while doing mitzvah A. Ki zehu mora al isiyaso ha-mitzvah b'li kavan. Because it shows that your doing of the mitzvah is lacking in kavana. Ela derech arai u'mikra. And now the Taz is going to take a turn. Until now, our understanding of the sugi was, you can't do other things because it will detract, literally, from the effectiveness of the mitzvah in your concentration. The Taz says, I'm going to give you a different explanation for this week's parsha, why you should not be doing other things while doing mitzvos. V'zenichlal b'maymar Torah seinu. This is what it says in Parshas Vayikra Chavav Chavalef. V'imtel chu'imi b'keri. If you are to walk with me, b'keri. Keri means b'mikra, that a person walks in a matter of happenstance, that they're not really involved, they're not really caring about their avodas Hashem. The Prima Gadim here says that b'keri means, beis means b'soch, inside. If a person walks b'keri, that a person's avodas Hashem is in a world inside a bubble of keri, of not caring, of not taking something seriously. A person goes about their avodas Hashem, serving a Kaddish Baruch Hu, whatever I can, I chop a little over here, I chop a little over there, but they're not really connected to Hashem. Sheperishu af shetelchu imi dehainu asiyas ha-mitzvah. You're telchu, you're keeping halacha, says the Taz. That's what the Pasuk is saying. You're doing everything, you're crossing off all the simanim and shulchan aruch and following all of the gemaras, you're doing everything you're supposed to do. But you know what? It's bekeri. It's a lacking, a sense of concern and importance in when you do the mitzvos. Mikol makom hu bederech mikra arai. The way you're doing it is in a way of mikra, a way of happenstance arai. V'nir ali shebechlal iserze yishgam kim sholasok b'tor bosa shah. And then he goes a step further. You may not even learn Torah while doing another mitzvah, says the Taz. This is not exactly the way the Prima Gadim says it, or maybe the Prima Gadim could exist. Prima Gadim was talking about Torah versus Davar Chol. But the Prima Gadim did not say doing a mitzvah while learning Torah. If you're doing a mitzvah, even then, says the Taz, you should not be learning Torah. A person's benching by heart and they're like flipping through a sefer. They're looking at Shnai Mikra while they're benching. Totally inappropriate, says the Taz. What's happened to benching? You're saying, oh look, two birds with one stone. I'll do one mitzvah with half of my brain, and the other mitzvah with the other half of my brain. No, says the Taz. Because each one cancels out the others. V'nira li. And this, he says, is as it appears to me. And this Taz is cited the halacha by the Mishabur and Sifkat and Hay as well. And this is something that we could do well to meditate on for a few moments and talk about giving our full focus to a mitzvah when we are supposed to be doing this mitzvah and nothing else. There's a beautiful article in the Torah Journal Or Yisrael. Rav Yisrael Friedman is the Rav of the Chartzikover based Medrash in Manchester. He descends from the Chartzikov dynasty. I actually think he wrote the Art Scroll book on the Chartzikov dynasty of Hasidus. So he wrote an article in the Torah Journal Or Yisrael that's published in Mansi. This is in Chelek Samech Beis. And he's really writing about the issue of Parsha sheets. That you come to some shuls, there's 20 Parsha sheets, and throughout davening, the guy barely says a word of davening because he needs to go through this school's parsha sheet and this yeshiva's parsha sheet and this parsha sheet. And what happened to davening? The guy came to shul to look at parsha sheets. So he notes that this is a problem. And he quotes the Shla in his Sefer in Reish Tamid, who says that Esek Masav Matan Inyan Acher or Afilu Laharher B'Divrei Torah Asu Chazal B'Sochat Tefilah. It's usher to even think in Torah while you're davening. And he quotes again as well the Gemara in Brachos. He makes a beautiful dig from the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos says, "Ein omdin lehispala lo mitoch din velo mitoch halacha, el mitoch halacha psuk." A person should not get up to daven when they're distracted beforehand. A person shouldn't be, you know, extremely silly beforehand or extremely sad beforehand and get up to davening because they're not going to be paying attention to their davening. Their mind's going to be somewhere else. And he says you shouldn't even learn mitoch halacha. You shouldn't be sitting there learning a sugya, a deep Ian sugya, a lot of complicated ideas, and then get up to daven. You have to clear your mind. Rather, halacha psuka, says Rashi, halacha psuka she'en tzricha Ian, something that does not require one's investment of the mind. Shelo ye mahar herba b'tulaso. Rashi says this. You should not be thinking and learning while you're davening. That's not praiseworthy, says Rashi there in the Gemara and Brach as well. This is cited by the Shulchan Aruch. He quotes from Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach, Nalicha Shlomo. They asked Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach about this idea of learning during Chazaras Hashatz. Is it appropriate to learn while the Chazan is repeating Shmon Esrei? Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, B'chi ata masmid b'lumdecha kol hayom kulo? Nu, Rebbe, you're such a masmid? K'dei kach shechasr lo halimud b'zman Chazaras Hashatz? That I'm going to learn out of my learning so much that I'm not learning during Chazaras Hashatz. Look at what Rabbi Friedman writes. This is Rabbi Friedman writing over here. He says, "Kishim is boned in bazeh halo davar." He says, "Let me analyze the situation for a second." Shirov hanashim asher enam yichol mehizgaber al atzmam lo layim b'sefer b'shas tefila. The person has such a yitzahara to learn during davening. Enam margishim tayv zeh b'shar shos hayom. How come the rest of the day the person doesn't have such a time to pick up a sefer? 23 hours a day, you can't find this guy looking at a Hebrew book. And then all of a sudden, during shul, he turns into such a landin, and he's looking at the svarim, and Mishnah Berurah, and the Chumash, and the Ramban, and he has a whole base medrash in front of his makom in shul. What happened to the other 23 hours of the day? Where were the svarim before? Bevesav makom avodasam, in their house, at their work, yecholim lalechas shos rabos polishit sarcholayim sefer. Guy can go 8 hours and not look at a sefer, not look at a parsha sheet. What happened to all Shabbos afternoon? Where were the parsha sheets then? How come only during time of davening is there a burning fire for Liman HaTorah? That only shows me, says Rabbi Friedman, that you don't have a desire for Torah. That comes from Yitzra HaTov. Elame Yitzra HaRa. It is the Yetzer Hara. Shirotza Lakachas Mimenu Gam Torasso V'Gam Tulasso. Who wants to rob you of your davening and your learning. And therefore, he says, the taz is clear. You have to focus on the davening and not on the learning at the end of the day as well. The Kaf HaChayim writes in Simon Kof Chav Dalad. He says, in the name of the Reishis Chachma, Be'ez Kriyas HaTorah or Be'ez Tfila Asur La'asok B'Torah. During laning, during davening, one is not allowed to engage in Limud HaTorah as well. And he quotes a number of other Svarim, Darshanim, who make the same points. At the end of the day, the Prima Gadim says that the Taz would agree that this is the case when you can do the second mitzvah afterwards. However, says the Prima Gadim, if you cannot do both mitzvahs and the time is running out, you can bench, say a bracha, and do the second mitzvah as well. It's only in a situation where I could possibly do two mitzvahs in two different times, one after another. The Birchas Hashem and Chelek Aleph infers from the Taz that it's usher to recite a bracha while driving a car. And instead, the driver should stop the car and then make the bracha. The passenger doesn't have a problem. But the driver, in an ideal situation, if they can, should pull over, make the bracha Rishona, bench, whatever it is, and then continue as well. The Magen Avraham here writes in Sifkat and Aleph that even a tashmish kal, even a light, simple activity, should not be done during benching. The issue is not necessarily one of being distracted. What's the issue, says the Taz? It's an issue of mikra. The appearance that you don't care about the mitzvah that's being done right now. And this is cited by the Mishnah Berurah as well. Comes the Ben Ish Chai in Parshas Chukas in Osei, and he says that one should not dry their hands or get dressed while reciting benching or reciting the brach of Al Netzil Es Yadayim. That's how far it goes. When you're saying, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam Hashem K'dushanu Mesod Tzivanu, just don't start drying your hands. You should be focused on the mitzvah. You should not be focused on finding a towel or figuring out where the salt is or finding the knife for the challah. You should be focused on the brach of Al Netzil Es Yadayim as well. This is the opinion of the Beis Yecheskel, the Ber Moshe Cheleches, the Deborah Sina Rav, the Shari HaBracha Chelek Aleph. However, Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, in the Silmas Chaim and Simon Kufshid Gimel, and the Stipler and Orchas Rabbeinu, both are recorded of having dried their hands while making the brach Al Netzil Es Yadayim. Because they said the drying of the hands is part of the mitzvah of Al Netzil Es Yadayim, and therefore they were lenient if need be. They asked the Chazanish, this is recorded in the Maisa Ish and Chelek Beis, they asked the Chazanish, they saw him drying his hands once when after he washed Netzil Es Yadayim. So they said, well, what about the Taz? You're not supposed to do other things while you're washing your hands. So the Chazanish said, because there are people waiting for me. There's people online at my house. And there are people waiting for me, so I should take another 5 seconds. People waiting for me, says, so I dry my hands when people are waiting for me, and it's not fair to make them wait. In the biography of the Chabina Rav, the Sar HaTorah, beautiful biography, they just translated into English, I think, a couple of years ago, highly recommended. So in the biography of the Chabina Rav, it says that generally, he was careful to not dry his hands when reciting a bracha, but if someone was waiting for him, he would be lenient and dry them while making the bracha Al Netzil Es Yadayim. Rabbeinu Yonah writes in the Sefer HaYira, Al Netzil Es Yadayim Yevarach B'Shas Niguv Yadav Lo Ben Netzil Asam. Rabbeinu Yonah says, in fact, you should make the bracha while you dry your hands. Rav the Ish Matzliach in the Chelek Al feels that must mean to make the bracha right before drying the hands, but not while making the bracha as well. The Kaf HaChaim also cites Ruach Chaim Pelagi in the Ruach Chaim, who adds that one should not clear the table or stack the dishes during benching. This is something that sometimes we see. People are benching, and the people, the balabas, or the head of the household, is benching, and they're like cleaning up the table, putting the stacking the dishes, putting the forks away, while they're saying benching. No, wait. Finish benching properly, benacha, sit at the table with everybody else, bench along with the tzibur, and then clear the table. The dishes aren't running away. They'll eventually get taken care of. And you should not be clearing, you know, sweeping up the crumbs while you're benching, stacking the benches while you're benching. You want to make sure you're focusing on the brachos and the things that you're supposed to be doing right then and there. Another case, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Chaf Hei Nun Vav says it's incorrect to wrap up one's tefillin or to fold one's talis during Kaddish. Whether it's the Kaddish at the end of davening, the Kaddish of Musaf before of Musaf Rosh Chodesh, you should not be folding your talis, and you should not be wrapping your tefillin. We leave enough time in shul that you're able to say the Kaddish, answer the Kaddish, and then take off your talis and tefillin. One should not be, during Kaddish, you have to be paying attention to the Kaddish, not doing anything else. By doing something else at this time, says the Chafetz Chaim, you're not having the proper kavana when you say Amen Yehi Shmei Rabbah. Nothing else going on when a person is saying Kaddish. You cannot do a Tashmish Kal during other brachos, then you certainly should be able to do something else during Kaddish, which is more stringent. The Prima Gadim in Siman Lamed Daled goes further and says that one should not unwrap the tefillin during Chazaras HaShatz as well. This applies to Musaf Rosh Chodesh as well. During Chazaras HaShatz of Musaf Rosh Chodesh is not the time to wrap your tefillin. Either do it in the break before after Kaddish, or do it after davening is over. But one should not be doing other things during Musaf Rosh Chodesh. And he says this applies whether it's tefillin Rashi or Rabbeinu Tam. Sometimes you see people who wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, they like have like a whole other Seder during davening. What's going on? You put your Rabbeinu Tam tefillin on your own time, not during davening's time. That's when Rabbeinu Tam tefillin should be taken care of. And the Chafetz Chaim, the Prima Gadim says, V'lo ratzisi l'shol klal osam, v'lo rotza ani b'terutzam. He says, I'm not going to ask them what their reason is, and I don't really care about their answer as well, because they're wrong, says the Prima Gadim. I'm not going to ask the question of why they're taking off their tefillin during davening, and I don't care about their answer. So, he says, they're all wrong across the board. This is in addition to the Mishnah Berurah, who says that...
People who put on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin and so on, they'll do it during Chazaras HaShatz.
Yeah, the Prima Gadim says they're wrong.
So what are they supposed to do?
I don't know. Who told them? I don't know. Do it at the end of davening, on their own time.
I mean, just take it off and put it away, and wait... But they have to put their other tefillin on.
No, ideally, the Prima Gadim says you should wear your Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi tefillin for all of davening. At the end of davening, you take 5 minutes after everybody leaves and you put your Rabbeinu Tam tefillin and say...
Just to make the bracha.
Say Shema, whatever they do. Yeah, but you should not be doing other things with your tefillin, says the Prima Gadim during davening. It's supposed to be davening, not taking care of your accessories. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Chaf Hei that tefillin Rabbeinu Tam should not be worn for Chazaras HaShatz because you need to wear proper tefillin for Chazaras HaShatz. So even the Mishnah Berurah says it's wrong to take off your tefillin and not wear tefillin of Rashi during Chazaras HaShatz anyway, and it's not wearing proper tefillin at that time. Another example, the Ber Moshe in Chela Gimel, the Deborah Tzina Rav, says it's not proper to unfurl or unfold the talus while saying the bracha v'sateif b'tzitzis. Take the talus out, unfold it, get it set up, and hold the talus nicely. You should not be, you know, moving the talus around, putting it on your shoulder, back and forth, making the bracha. The talus needs to be set and ready when you make the bracha. And that's the proper thing. This is cited by Rabbi Forrest, actually, in his Laws of Brachos on page 71. He cites the Deborah Tzina Rav, and he notes that Rishon Mazamer Arbach said that maybe it's allowed because, like we said by Nitzel Sadayim, the unfurling of the talus is kind of like the preparation for the mitzvah, and therefore perhaps it's allowed. Rishon Mazamer and Halicha Shlomo, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, in the Emes Yaakov, both say that one can walk while reciting a bracha. That's fine. Walking is not even considered a tashmish kal. It's not even considered any type of action, but it's not lechadchila, and if you can pause to make the bracha instead of walking, that would be best as well. The Olas Tamin in Kuf Tzadi Hei says that a shikar, someone who's drunk, who says brachos and benching, is yotze b'dieved. You're yotze, you shouldn't have done it, but you're still fulfilled the mitzvah anyway. So he says, if so, someone who's doing something else while reciting benching is also yotze b'dieved. So everything we spoke about until now, the last 25 minutes or so, is l'chadchila. But b'diyevet, if I did a mitzvah doing something else, you're still yotzei. Comes the Eliyahu Rabbah, and he says, What's the point? I don't understand. If you're Yotzi B'dieved, then why wouldn't the Chachamim allow the worker to bench then? B'dieved means ex post facto, not the ideal. So if the worker is in a tough situation, he needs to bench all the benching, but he's got to work. So if you're okay B'dieved, then Chazal should have said the worker is allowed to bench while working, because it's fine B'dieved. But they didn't say that. And therefore the Eli Rabbah says you're not Yotze even B'dieved if you're doing something else while you're making a bracha or doing another mitzvah. So in response, the Maimer Mordechai explains that workers would end up doing this all the time. I can't allow workers to do this, because if I allowed workers to bench and work at the same time, over the course of weeks, months, and years, the whole benching would deteriorate. But a once-in-a-time event, a person's going somewhere, they're not supposed to be doing this, they're walking, they're touching, they're going, whatever it is, so you're Yotze B'dieved. But on a standard basis, that every single day a person should be doing stuff during davening, then that's not okay. But a one-time event here and there, you're Yotze B'dieved if you're doing something else while you're benching or davening as well. The Bir Halacha says this, the Alka Yosef, the Pisrei Halacha, Rabbi Forrest, all cite the Olas Tumen and say that they're lenient B'dieved as well. The Aruch HaShulchan says that even hinting with your eyes while benching is Aser. You can't say, like, you know, blinking or looking or nodding your head. Head in the sitter, looking at the words, is what one should be doing during benching as well. The Ramban and the Melchamos in Brachos Avtes says a person who's being Yotzei a mitzvah with Shomea Ka'ona has to be careful not to do anything else as well. If somebody's making kiddush for you, you should not be, you know, looking at your spouse trying to, you know, figure out what's going on, like for what's going to be for lunch. When someone's making kiddush and they're being Yotze for you, you have to pay attention and listen, not being doing anything else as well at the end of the day. That shows the mitzvah is not ikar, it's arai, it's not important to you. Let's just end with two comments. The first is the Sefer Chassidim. The Sefer Chassidim writes in Os Mem Vav, says Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, V'lo yaseh ka'adam, ha'o seh davar hakim b'minhag, u'motzei davar b'piv b'lo higayon ha'lev. Don't be like a person who just does things with happenstance and not giving proper kavana. V'al davar zecharef af Hashem, Hashem gets very angry ba'amot against his nation. V'shalach lanu es abdu shayon, he said Yishayahu ha'navi, v'amar ni seh yan ki nigas ha'am hazeh b'fiv v'sis osav kevduni v'libo rachak v'mani, their heart is distant from me and they move their mouths to diaris and mosiv mitzvahs anashim alomda. They do the mitzvahs in a robotic way. Amar HaKadosh Baruch L'Shayahu, Hashem says to Yishayahu, Ra'ei Mai Sibini, look at my children, ki einu ela lifnim machzikim bo ka'adam shemachzik v'noeg minag avosav, they just do stuff with their hands, they just act it out, b'ayim b'vesi, they come to my house, umis pal lifnai b'tfilos hakavos, they say the standard text of the sitter, ki minag avosav, because that's what the Zaydis did, v'lo b'leiv shalma, there's no heart in what they're doing, hey menachin esedeyem, they wipe their hands, umavarchim al tila sedayim, they make the brachon tila sedayim, ubotzim umavarchim, and they cut the challah, birchas amotzi, shosim umavarchim, they drink, and they make the brachos, kumosha davar shagur b'fiyam, just spitting it out here and there. Ach be'eshem umavarchim eina miskavnim b'levarcheini, says the Kaddish Baruch, but when they are making the brachos, they're not even thinking about me. How often does a person make a bracha, they don't even think about Hashem when they're making the bracha on the food that they're about to eat. Lachain, al kein chara apo v'nishba b'shmo. Therefore, Hashem is upset and he swears, b'shmo hagadol, la'aved chachmas chacham hayodim oso, mevarchim oso b'megalo b'kavan. He says, I will punish those people who make brachos and act in such a way. Lachain hine mosif, la'flia sa'amazeh, hipalei pala v'avid chachmas chachamav, and will lead kol asher baro kadosh baruch lamov l'chodoboro. All these things lead to terrible things for Klai. So I always like to say over this vort, to say for Or Yisharim, they record the following conversation between the Kutzker Rav, that he once met a chassid of the Rebbe of Kobrin. One of the Rebbe of Kobrin, the Kutzker Rav once met a chassid of his. And he asked him, "Nu, what makes your Rebbe, the Rebbe had passed away, what made your Rebbe, the Rebbe of Kobrin, such a great tzaddik? Was he a beautiful davener? Did he have negunim? Did he do mofsim, miracles? Was he a lamdin? What made the Rebbe of Kobrin such a great tzaddik?" So the chassid turned to the Kutzker Rav and said, "Eize davar haya ikar eitzlo? What was the most important thing? L'chol davar sheba haya eitzlo ikar. Whatever he was doing at that moment in time, that was the most important thing in front of him. That's what made him a great Rebbe. Whatever he was doing right then and there, he gave it his concentration. If he was with his kids, then he focused on his kids. And if he was at work, then he focused on the work. And if he was learning, he was focused on learning. And if he was davening, he focused on davening. If he was eating, he focused on eating. If he was benching, he focused on benching." He says, the greatest thing you can do is to focus on the thing in front of you at this time. And that's the idea of the Taz and the Mitzvos. If you have a Mitzvah in front of you, whether it's benching, davening, chazaras hashas, kriyas haTorah, whatever's going on, to focus on that thing in front of you and give it the attention that it deserves, shows, as we see from this week's Parsha, that it's not b'mikra, it's not b'keri. You're not walking with Hashem with happenstance and not caring, but you care intimately about what you're doing. And it's the best advice one can do to strengthen their mitzvahs at the end of the day. Okay.
But driving your car listening to Torah.
That's fine. We said that divrei chol while learning Torah is fine. Torah is meant to be lechzecha v'darach. Torah is meant to go. Torah is the exception to the rule.
So in other words,